It's only a scam if you get caught.
Hello and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, facts, and upcoming events with some comedy. It is Thursday, September 18th, 2025, and we are so glad you're tuning in with us today. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and joining me, as always, he's looking at his phone, but he's looking for memes. Jamie Oss, how are you doing today?
Doing good. Thanks for asking.
Good, good. It's a little warm outside, but
cool
it's cool in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gave me the option for the garage, and like, nope.
Not today.
Not today. How's your week been, sir?
Progressively okay. Busy. Getting ready for Halloween. We got the inside 95% done. Gonna start on the outside this weekend.
How many months do you spend on Halloween?
Too much.
I don't know if that's a quantifiable measurement, is it? Too much.
It just depends, really. I mean, what are you classifying? What am I working on? Or
I mean, like, I guess when you start your process.
I mean, it's
mid-August?
I draw stuff year-round, typically, but I didn't do much this year.
Yeah.
I would say setting up, I usually try to wait like the week before October.
Okay.
But I mean, I've got some lights on the tree, which I'll probably put more on tonight.
Right.
And then on into tomorrow, I have to cut my grass, even though it's dead, just to get
mine is too.
Just to get the tall, like stickly weed things.
It's like, what are you doing? How are you growing?
Yeah. Clean up a little bit of here and there so I can put a couple things out.
Yeah.
It's like down towards the lower end of the driveway. Visually, I just walk around and figure out what would look good where, and then try to put it all together.
You try to do something different each year?
Somewhat. Just moving things around, basically.
Change it to a different spot, and people won't. It's like, well, that's new.
This year, I'll have the garage about 95% of that to where we can decorate it. So that'll be a big change.
Nice.
Because I got a feeling we've had no rain, and now October it's going to rain.
It's going to be
100% rain.
A month straight.
Yeah, monsoon season.
It is hurricane season. You know, they talk about, you know, all the alphabet they're going to go through every year. They always really jack up the public. They're like, you better watch out. It's coming. All right. I have some news. I have lots of news. You ready for some news?
Absolutely.
Let's get into some news. Ohio news. Let's start there first. A couple things. One thing. No, there is a couple things. According to Dayton Daily News analysis of the ICE data, do you know what that stands for? ICE?
I know vanilla ice. ice, Jamie. Wait.
Ho, ho! Calm down, sir. Calm down. Your fans are out the door. No, it's the immigration.
Come back.
Thing.
Come back. We need you.
Immigration and customs enforcement. Arrests and deportations in Ohio have soared in the first 6 months of the Trump administration. Looks like, by the numbers, arrests, ICE has apprehended 1,500 people in Ohio through July 2025. That's nearly double the arrest in 2024, which was 828. I mean, that's still a lot. Deportations, 1,081 people deported from Ohio in the first year, which is twice the amount of last year. Looks like a significant portion of this increased enforcement is occurring through local jails. Federal agents are placing detainers on inmates, requesting that they be held for ICE. Southwest Ohio jails are central to this strategy, with Montgomery and Butler County ranking among the top in the state for the number of inmates detained for ICE. Interesting. A lot of jails have the people ICE want. The latest Ohio school report cards have been released. Do you think it's good?
No.
It is not.
Oh, I know. I've read that article.
Top performers, 5 stars, Oakwood and Bellbrook's Sugar Creek. Again, the highest rated in the state. Other local district earnings, 5 stars, include Mason, Centerville, Miami East, and Wayne Local. The lowest performers, can you take a guess?
Dayton.
The Dayton Public Schools received a 2-star rating, which is the lowest in the area. Some districts saw an increase in ratings. A district that receives 3 to 3.5 stars is considered to be meeting expectations.
So you think
they're saying is Dayton is not meeting expectations.
You think it has anything to do with busing?
I don't know. They talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
No, it's it makes me worried. I hear things like you can't read analog clock. You don't know how to, you know, sign your name. There was something else.
YOURNAME.
Kids don't know how to put the months of the year in a correct order.
They don't even sing the alphabet anymore.
There's stuff that scares me.
It's got a new lyrics, the way they do it now. And it's the stupid math they do now, too.
Yeah. It's technology. People are reliant so much on it. It's just like, take it away.
I mean, to a certain extent.
Yeah. No, it shouldn't be eliminated, but it needs to be, you know, governed better.
Right.
Or put rules and regulations in. This just happened, the 10th Annual Ohio Defense and Aerospace Forum. That was at Wright-Patt. Here are some things that they are addressing and emphasizing coming up.
Thanksgiving's coming up, yeah.
I need some ranch dressing.
Gravy.
So some of the takeaways, local growth, defense companies are expanding their local footprint. Sierra Nevada Corporation is all in on Dayton, growing to 7 area buildings and 5 hangars at the Dayton Airport. Beaver Creek's Resonant Sciences is also breaking ground on a new facility. Number 2, space as a battlefield. A keynote address from Space Force Brigadier General Robert Schreiner highlighted that space is now a warfight domain, with China and Russia developing anti-satellite weapons. He stressed that Dayton, home to key Air Force and Space Force intelligence centers, remains a critical location for national security. Dayton is a critical location.
Yeah, imagine that.
Number 3.
We can't get the space shuttle here, but we're critical.
No. That'd be cool if we could get the space shuttle here.
We tried. They didn't give it to us. They put it on a boat instead of ours.
Lame.
There was a lot of unhappy people.
Yeah.
But we got some sort of like flight simulator. I'm like, ooh.
Come on down to the simulator. Last, the Golden Dome missile defense. A panel discussed the Trump administration's proposal of the Golden Dome missile defense project. Executives agreed the system must counter a complex range of threats and requires an open architecture to allow defense systems to communicate with each other. Cool.
That's kind of like the old Star Wars project back in the Reagan days.
Yeah, I know. Space Force. Yeah. They also have a Stargate, you know? Stargate
system.
It's something. I don't remember what it was about. I should. My memory's kind of crappy.
You're getting old.
I know. I'm not even 40 yet.
Uh-oh. Wait till you get 53.
Lastly, in Ohio, the Ohio Attorney General's office is initiating removal proceedings against Miami Township's fiscal officer, Bob Matthews, following a months-long investigation into his alleged misuse of township funds. State investigators found clear and convincing evidence that he broke the law by making unauthorized agreements to purchase $9.4 million in gold coins and unilaterally withdrawing $9.7 million from a township investment account to fund the purchase. Sounds like some scammery going on.
No, never.
There's gambling?
It's only a scam if you get caught.
There's gambling involved? There is a gambling story coming up in a second, actually.
Yay!
In Dayton.
The Monopoly?
Nope. Money bags is gone.
No.
In Dayton, to combat rise in property theft, the Montgomery County Recorder's Office has implemented a new fraud pre-check process for quit claim deeds, which is the transfer property without a sale, which are common vehicle for fraud. So under the new policy, all quit claim deeds must be first reviewed by the office to verify signatures and ensure notary is legitimate before they move forward. So far, this process has flagged 9 notaries that were reported incorrectly. So, scam alert. You better watch out. They're coming to get you.
Make sure your notary knows what they're doing and their license
notary knows
is up to date.
Notary knows the correct notes of the Notre Dame is noted.
Okay.
Old Scratch Pizza. They're opening its first location out of the Dayton region in Columbus, Ohio. You ever been there?
No.
I haven't either.
My wife has. She always talks about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, let me rephrase that. She brags about it.
Oh, what a brag.
Yeah. Since I haven't been. Great calzone, I hear.
Yeah. I like calzones. The fast casual restaurant Curito is opening its first location in Dayton with plans for a total of 3 restaurants over the next 3 years. A globally inspired menu of customizable bowls, wraps, salads, and smoothies. I might try it out.
Okay. So do they need a mascot?
Maybe.
Like Captain Curito.
What if you mix like curry and burrito somehow?
Something that smells bad.
Let's get all the
bad shaped
ideas
like a burrito.
In. Yeah, there's a.
You smell like an armpit, sir.
Fart attack right there. Dayton's Arcade's newest vendor is a boutique dry bar with high-end beauty services. Tiffany's on 3rd, expected to open in early 26, will offer professional blowouts, express facials, makeup applications, nail services, and more. Yeah, get your laughs out there, buddy. Get your laughs
yeah,
out.
It's there.
Yeah, I know. Like I was like, oh, I know exactly what he's going to laugh. All right. As part of an ongoing ODOT paving project, drivers can expect several overnight ramp closures on 35 and Beaver Creek this week.
That never happens.
Beaver Creek this week. All the closures scheduled from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Tuesday, they did, it's already passed. Wednesday and Thursday, it looks like the ramp from westbound US 35 to I-675. And then Friday night, ramps from eastbound 35 to Research Boulevard. That's by our work, actually.
Are they paving?
And two from North Fairfield will be closed. So just, I don't know, just be careful. There's a lot of this going on. It's before the winter time. They got to get all their stuff out. This work is part of a $6.5 million project to resurface US 35. And it's showing if you've driven on any of 35 in the past week.
No more potholes.
Yeah, until next
season.
Spring.
Yeah.
All right.
Won't be long.
Iconic. Yeah, I know, right? Iconic Dayton Bar and Pool Hall, Belmont Billiards. You ever seen them?
No.
They're Smithville and Watervliet.
Okay, yeah, I know where it's at.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a Taco Bell over there.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah,
you know that landmark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any Curitos here?
There's used to be a music store over there at one time.
Really?
I don't think it's there anymore.
Oh, was it like second time around?
No, that
was somewhere else. That was up. That was somebody else.
It was on Watervliet though. I think it's a pawn shop now.
Yeah, I know. I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Interesting. It's an interesting road name too, Watervliet. So, speaking of them, because we're talking about them, they're celebrating their 100th anniversary this Saturday with a free 16-hour public event. Live bands, DJs playing soul funk techno. It's open to all ages until 10 p.m., after which it becomes 21+.
I didn't think that was that big of a place.
That means the drugs are coming out, apparently.
Right.
That's probably what that means. I heard things about that place at one point, but, you know, I'm sure it's gotten better.
Play nine ball there, though.
Originally opened in 1925 as a tobacco and candy shop. So that's interesting. AES is now accepting applications for its Gift of Power program called GOP. I just said that, but that's what the initials are, which offers emergency financial relief to customers struggling with past due electric bills.
That's everybody.
Well.
But they keep raising rates. What do they expect?
I know. And this is administered by the Salvation Army. The program provides a one-time payment for customers.
You missed the bell ringing right there. Salvation Army.
One-time payment for customers who do not qualify for other state energy assistance. So they have until October 14th to apply. There's a number you can call, 937-528-5120. Schedule appointment. All right, Beaver Creek. Brigadier General Douglas Beaker Wickert, a Beaver Creek native who relinquished command of Edwards Air Force Base this summer, has taken a new role at Wright Pat. He is now the Director of Air, Space, and Cyberspace Operations. Good for him.
That's a hell of a name.
It is, yeah. Well, he's also got some titles in front of him. Brigadier General.
Doctor. General. Major.
Major. Private. Inglewood. Looks like the Miami Valley Career Tech Center, also known as MVCTC, is incorporating artificial intelligence into its curriculum this year to prepare students for an increased use in the workplace. Recognizing the potential for both learning and misuse, the school is focused on teaching students how to use it, particularly large language models, in an ethical and productive way. I would hope they're productive, because that's the whole point of using.
Better than reproductive. Because then it would multiply.
Sentient. Fairborn. Major road closures and traffic disruptions are expected this Saturday for the Air Force Air Force Marathon.
You going to that?
Nope.
Yeah.
I'll be in South Carolina.
Not the running I want to do either.
The event will primarily impact roadways in and around Fairborn and Wright-Patt Air Force. Hoover Heights. Here's your gambling story.
Yay.
Four machines were removed from the Huber Heights Pool Hall. I don't. They didn't make a name. I don't know. There's only one.
Yeah, it's right.
There's only one.
One down the road.
In a gambling investigation early Thursday afternoon, while serving a warrant, search warrant, while they executed that warrant, agents seized four machines and approximately $1,000. Crews also issued four administrative violation notices against the liquor permit, reflecting the gambling violations.
No wonder that parking lot's always packed.
Wah wah. How dare they? I don't. It's weird. Like
next
gambling laws. Like you can do gambling, but you can't do certain gambling.
I have no idea. It's next to a Dollar General, so I mean, they can just go and get some ones.
There you go. General, Dollar General, Kettering City Council candidate Nevin Smith will not receive an appeal hearing after being excluded from the November ballot due to a 2-2 party line split for the on the Montgomery County Board of Elections. Sucks for him. If you're more interested, look into it.
Yep.
Kettering veteran Todd Combs is continuing his fight to keep his 18 backyard chickens, having now appealed his case to Kettering City Council. We talked about that guy a while back. So, two arguments. This is his argument. He contends his chickens qualify as a household pet fowl under the city's definition because they are tame, domesticated, and not kept for food production. An Army combat veteran, Combs also stated the pets are crucial for his mental well-being. So he's probably like a service chicken.
Right.
This is their argument, and I like it. The officials point to a graphic in the zoning code that depicts a chicken inside with a red circle with a slash through it, indicating they are not allowed.
No chicken.
That's their argument.
So they just put a sign up that says no chickens?
Do you see the sign?
I haven't seen it. Is it on your screen?
No, I don't have it. Okay. I'm just saying, like, I'm like imitating them. Look up. The sign says no chickens.
Yeah. But he claims that they're his pets.
Yep.
He probably has them all named also after
him. Oh, I'm sure.
Last name's Combs.
He probably started with the Brady Bunch. Yeah, his last name's Combs.
So chicken names, what do you got? Harry Combs? Honey Combs?
Big Combs? No. Did
you say Diddy Combs?
No, I didn't, but I should have. Dang it.
Comb over?
Pee-wee Comber. Pee-wee Combs. I don't know.
That's about all I got.
Palm Tombs. No.
How many chickens does he have?
18.
Really?
That's a lot of names.
That's a lot of chicken. Yeah.
You're not even halfway there.
I think Honeycombs was probably the best one.
It was. I like
besides
it.
Besides Comb Over.
He should like have 17 of them with like comb names, and the last one's like Frank.
Right.
Frank and his combs or something. I don't know. Lastly, for Kettering, it looks like Fairmont High School has notified families of a confirmed case of pertussis. You know what that is?
It's a cough.
It's a whooping cough.
Right.
That is correct. Nailed it. Miami Township is nearing the end of a renovation project of its government center, estimated $700,000. The project was launched to address age-related issues and water leaks in the building.
They had a problem last year with Listeria, I believe.
Really?
I believe their janitor died. Something to do
at
with...
At Fairmont?
I think so, yeah. Someplace in Kettering.
Mm.
But it was the water issue where he was drinking the water that hadn't been ran in a while, so he developed, and it killed him.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't drink the water.
Yeah.
From West Virginia, you know.
Stick to the bottle stuff.
Yeah. Just water in West Virginia was not too bad.
I don't trust any water.
Yeah.
We pee in it.
It's true. And then we clean it, and you can drink it again.
Right.
Springboro City Schools is placing a $150 million bond issue on the November ballot to fund major facility upgrades. District officials state the $2.8 million bond will not raise taxes, as it is structured to replace a previous bond that is nearing its payoff. The funds would be used to build a new elementary school, add new science classrooms, upgrade the cafeteria at the high school, construct an athletic multipurpose center, and implement district-wide improvements, including all-day kindergarten, security upgrades, and new technology. Cool.
Yada, yada, yada.
Speaking of schools still, Xenia Community Schools has launched an investigation into teachers over their personal social media posts following public outcry. The school board met in private session and issued a statement saying they are against any type of violence and that such viewpoints do not reflect the core values of the district. Investigation was related to comments made following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Republican leaders have encouraged the public to report individuals making negative comments about the killing to their employees. The board has not confirmed how many staff members are under investigation. And lastly,
that's where I went to school.
Was it?
Yeah. We don't mess around.
And lastly, the Department of War, which used to be
Department of Defense.
Nailed it. I just got to get used to hearing Department of War, DOW.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
That's funny. You can see a lot of memes coming from that.
I can see it now, yep.
They've awarded a $25 million contract to Xenia-based materials resources to help expand the nation's industrial base for solid rocket motors. The award, part of a larger $39 million investment under the Defense Production Act, will support MRL's innovative additive manufacturing capabilities for producing the metallic cases used in these motors.
They should have went to Elton John and got funding from him. Rocket Man himself.
I love it. All right, that's it.
Yay. How about some history? And there's a screaming kid in the background.
History. On September 22nd. Oh, yeah, let's talk about some facts. On September 22nd, 1933, John Dillinger is arrested in Dayton after being captured in a boarding house on West 1st Street. I think that's the guy we talked about. He robbed the train for like $10,000 or something.
Think so?
Yeah.
Isn't there a gun named Dillinger? Something.
Probably.
I think maybe it was in a movie.
Probably. September 23rd, 1975, Dayton businessman Lester C. Emoff is abducted. A furniture store executive whose family paid $400,000 ransom was found slain in a wooded area in the city outskirts 3 days after his alleged abduction.
Too soon to talk about that?
It's been, 50, 70, 20, 30, 25, that was 50 years.
Wouldn't want to offend anyone.
Too soon. All right, what are we? What is today? September the 18th?
Today's Cheeseburger Day.
In paradise. All right, let's talk about September 18th, 1795, lawmaker Ephraim Cutler arrives in Marietta. Let's see. He was a member of the State Constitution Convention, arrived from his family in Marietta on this day in history. They departed Killingly, Connecticut. Two of their children, the eldest had died on an arduous trip via wagon and flatboat. Let's see. He studied law, but was also a farmer and storekeeper. Let's see, arriving in Ohio. He helped organize Ames Township in Athens County.
Did you plan this?
Why?
Oh, this death and you're drinking liquid death?
Too soon. He established a farm on 1,800 acres along Federal Creek at what is now the village of Amesville. Have you ever heard of them? I haven't either. He was elected territorial legislator on a Federalist in 1801. Delegate to the Constitutional Convention in Chillicothe.
That's where they serve cold coffee.
Yeah. Cold coffee.
Chili coffee.
Mm-hmm. As a delegate, he drafted Section 2 of the State Bill of Rights, which excluded slavery. Cutler was seriously ill when the bill was decided, so the two delegates carried him across the street from his lodging to the state house to vote on it. The ban on slavery passed by one vote. It must have been his vote.
Right.
That's probably why he's in this book.
Probably why he's dead.
He died at the age of 86. Old man.
Pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
80s was pretty old back then.
Yeah, it is. 80s is old now sometimes.
We live longer now, supposedly.
True. Yeah. If you look at average length of, we're pretty low.
That's why they changed the Social Security to what it is now, 67.
So people can.
Because we live longer, supposedly.
Yeah.
And it'll be 70 before.
Too long.
Yeah. You know, I'm not gonna see it, but.
I'm not gonna see it.
Not gonna much there. Yeah.
All right. Days of the year. Let's do it. Well, we have we have established today is National Cheeseburger Day. I might try to get a cheeseburger later.
There's deals everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Deals and steals.
Yeah. Depends on where you like to get it from.
I like a lot of options.
What's your favorite, though?
Oh, man. I do enjoy Five Guys.
Yeah, they do, you know.
Wink,
wink, wink, yeah. Looks like Sonic, Burger King, Jack Sonic's, in the Box, McDonald's, B-Dubs, Rally's, Del Taco, Carl's
Jr. I do like
Jr.
B-Dubs. I do like
Portillo,
Wendy's.
Arby's has one. Dairy
Arby's
Queen.
Arby's has a burger?
That's what I said.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where have I been all my life?
It's a burger. You can get it.
They added a burger to the menu just for today.
Yeah, no, it's been there, I guess. Buy one, get one free. So, if you want to try it.
Yeah, we might.
Smash Burger has a sale.
It's up to the wife.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start on Friday, the 8th or 19th. We got International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Sound like a pirate.
Today's Batman Day.
Ahoy, yo. Is it really?
Yes. Swear to me. It is Batman Day.
I don't have throat cancer.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen that video.
That
was an old video. There's a guy, he was interviewing himself, and he played both parts. One part he was Batman, the other one he was Joker.
Yeah.
And Joker kept like, do you speak bat?
What? Why do you want to kill me?
He just talks like that the whole time.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, I know what you're saying.
There's something with, it's Batman Day, but it's like the next 2 days are also, I think he was born tomorrow. And then they're celebrating Batman Day on Saturday for some reason. I don't know.
Weird.
But supposedly there's movies being done in the theaters again, but I don't know where. I don't think it's around here.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow's also 4 p.m. finish day, even though you get off work.
At 3.
I won't be at work. Yeah. It's Raspberry Day. You like raspberries?
Not really.
Oh, wait. It is not the raspberry you're thinking of.
Right. It says that's the
it's like a medical condition.
Oh, okay. So it's not the thing that you make with your lip?
No. No,
those are raspberries.
No, it's not that one either.
Okay.
It's a unique medical condition fostering empathy and support for those on a journey with hidden challenges. I don't know. National Cat DNA Day. It's also National Meow Like a Pirate Day.
How do you meow like a pirate? That's more of a dog.
Look at this picture. Look at this thing.
Okay. It's terrifying. Looks like a raccoon.
Here, we can just look at them together like this.
I can see it. It's horrible. That's a raccoon, not a cat. What's with the nose?
I don't know.
Kind of like a ghost nose.
The nose. Aortic Dissection Awareness Day.
Yeah, I'm not having that done. Butterscotch?
I got to click on it.
Butterscotch?
I think I saw that on there.
Yeah.
Nah, it's nothing important on that.
Yeah, POW and MIA Recognition Day.
Yep. You know what that is?
Lost and Found.
Basically.
Yeah.
Mission in action. Prisoner of war.
Did they lower the flag for that day?
Probably. They should. National Inclusion Week. Oh, it's National Concussion Awareness Day. Smack somebody back in the head. You got a concussion? Nah, well, it's awareness. I just want to make sure you're...
goes right there with the cure for cancer, Captain Cancer slapping the kids that you talked about.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, Saturday. There's Batman Day.
Yeah.
Break out your Batman DVDs. What year are we in, buddy?
Stream it.
National Queso Day, along with National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
String Cheese Day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of cheese in that day.
Yeah, there's lots of cheese.
National Boys and Girls Club Day for kids.
Nacho cheese is not on there.
Ooh.
Oktoberfest, is officially it has a day?
Does it really say that on there? No, I don't see it, but it doesn't mean it won't.
It's right there with Gymnastics Day.
I have a friend that loves red pandas. It's International Red Panda Day.
You gonna watch that movie?
What?
I think it's called Red.
I don't think so.
On Disney.
Is it cartoon?
Yeah.
No, I don't know much about it.
This girl turns into a red panda.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's okay. It has a lot of teenage girl things that goes on when they grow up. Yeah. So, I mean, it's good because it addresses like that monthly thing and stuff.
Yeah.
So I've never seen a cartoon that actually does that.
Man, there's a lot going on Saturday. You got National Cleanup Day. Go clean up.
Been doing that all month.
Locate an old friend day.
No thanks.
International NFT Day. NFT.
What's that stand for?
It's one of those like you sell it. It's non fungible token. It's a digital asset you can like sell. I don't know. I've never really.
Oh, like the lady that sold all the crypto
probably,
to people.
Probably.
Or Bitcoin, whatever the hell it was. And,
yeah.
And then she had to go back to bed because she was tired.
It's Big Whopper Liar Day. It's got a long nose on this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll stick out.
It's not sponsored by Burger King then.
No. Probably not. International Eat an Apple Day.
Any kind of apple?
No, apple. Not specific.
Apple fritter, maybe? Apple.
Actual apple.
Yeah.
It ain't got no sugar slapped on there. Where's the whipped cream at? Gosh, I don't want any of that.
Exactly.
National Care for Kids Day. Let's give them some
candy. Just one day.
Just one day.
You get one day.
You got one day. 364. You're mine.
Sounded creepy.
It did. You're mine, kids. Does that sound better?
No.
No,
absolutely not.
You ever watch Chi Chi Bang Bang?
A long time ago.
The kid, the child catcher, whatever he was. He like,
that's the flying car one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember much about it.
Yeah. He was just like, hello, children. I have lots of goodies for you. And then, like, it's literally a cart, like a jail cart, but it's got like wraps on it that looks like a candy wagon. And then they get in there and he just pops a button and just pops off. It's like,
so is that where the origination of the van that kind of goes around and grabs kids comes from?
Probably. Probably. On Sunday, we got National Chai Day. Or Chai Day. Chai Day. Is it Chai Tea or Chai Tea?
I have no
idea.
I
think it's Chai. Miniature Golf Day. Wife Appreciation Day. Better put that on your calendar.
She's got to work. Got out of that one.
So you're not going to see her at all. Nope. I'll be asleep.
Yep.
Leave a note.
Have fun at work. Thanks for working.
Thanks. Keep going. World Gratitude Day, National Pecan Cookie Day. Cow's Ball.
Does he got a name?
Nope.
That's just it. Where they
it
go,
just says
they
Cow's
go,
Ball.
They go dancing or something?
It just says Cow's Ball.
Very moving.
What is this?
Moving.
It's in Bohingi. It's a lively event that brings together locals and visitors to celebrate the end of summer grazing season. It's a day of festivities with music, folk dancing, delectable local fare.
So the cow has to fast until the next season?
Decorated cows parade through the village. They have like a, it's a big ball.
I believe you.
It's like a big ring bell, ball, whatever, underneath there.
Or cowbell.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, I didn't bring my bell. I have one. I didn't bring it. National Garage Condo Day. I guess you can turn your garage into a new space.
Right.
World Gratitude. National New York Day. You don't need your own day. Get off.
Every day's New York Day.
National Opioid Awareness. World Alzheimer's Day. International Day of Peace.
Yep.
There we go. It's a church I sing at sometimes, and whenever they, like, partway through, they'll just, like, allow you to, like, greet one another in peace. And so people, like, will go around or whatever. But I'm up there with the singers, and they're just, like, just looking at each other. It's so awkward. It's like, what are we doing? Peace. It's like, I am not a crook. You know,
right.
It's like, what are we doing?
Hey.
Stupid. I just wiped myself on the tooth.
That's not good.
Well, everybody heard that.
You ever see that movie, Paul?
Mm-mm.
Never mind then.
Nope. Joke's gone.
He's an alien and he's got like a donut around his fingers and he's like, hey, you guys want a donut? kind of the peace thing that he does.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. On Monday, 22nd, National Elephant Appreciation Day. It's also Hobbit Day. National Ice Cream Cone Day.
I like ice cream.
I do too. Business Women's Day.
That's right there with the Appreciation Day.
Yep, right after it. It's also Girls Night Out in Day. Night in. National Girls Night In Day.
Oh, so continuation from Sunday.
You come back. National White Chocolate Day. World Rhino Day. World Car Free Day. No. Family Day. Dear Diary Day.
Family Guy Day.
No.
Nope. Bummer.
Too bad. They missed out on that one. Falls Prevention Awareness Day.
That's the day before autumn. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's fall prevention. That's stupid. Somebody put that on there on purpose.
It's actually falls.
Well, still, it's fall.
Well, the first day of fall does change. It's not the same day every day.
Right, but ironically, it just so happened to be the day before.
Puns.
Only so, I would catch that.
Would you? It's like.
That's the day you'd be tripping.
Yeah. See. Have a nice trip. See you next fall.
See you next fall. Yeah.
So I said Business Women's Day. It's also American Business Women's Day. So we had to have our own identifier because that's dumb. National Legwear Day. Flaunt your favorite beach towel.
It's because you're a man. You would think that way.
I would. National States and Capitals Day.
How many states and capitals can you name?
I can. Probably not.
I can't do that many. Like I used to. I used to know them all.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Animaniacs.
Alabama? Did you?
Yeah, that little song they did.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, really.
It was great.
Mnemonics and things that you set to music, your brain remembers it easily.
I actually hear it in my head now. Yeah. You just did all those.
SpongeBob SquarePants. It's kind of got that same rhythm.
Yep.
All right, on Tuesday, Redhead Appreciation Day.
You get no love.
I got a little bit of red. Celebrate Bisexuality Day.
So you got to pay for it?
How does one celebrate that day?
You go to the Dollar Tree.
Oh, man. And that, International Day of Sign Languages, National Great American Pot Pie Day.
No, you're probably going to have to ask somebody. How do you celebrate it?
Probably. How do you start that conversation?
It's right there with Restless Leg Awareness Day.
Oh, no. I was about to say that. National Snack Stick Day. Interesting.
Checkers Day.
Mm-hmm.
That was my grandma's favorite game.
Nixon used his dog Checkers to bolster his public image. It's not Checkers.
Not that
Checkers. Oh, it is. Oh, but maybe it's better to... Oh, this is stupid.
It's
byline. It is Checkers.
It's the game, right?
The game. Yeah. Yes, it is. I don't know what they're saying.
Do you start
they
with...
They had a dog named Checkers, but they were like, boo.
Red always goes first, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And do you play, you have to take every jump?
Yes, that's the way
like
I play.
You're supposed to play.
Yeah, yep.
Because it's a strategy.
Yep. If you don't jump, you take their piece.
Yep.
And they're like, no, you can't do that. I'm like, yes, I can. Watch me. House rules.
I like this go with your gut day, and this is the picture. It's just some woman making a heart over her belly button.
And she's not fat, though.
But the go with your gut, it's like your gut instinct.
Right.
That's what it's talking about.
Well, not for her.
It's also International Week of Deaf People.
Huh? Can you hear me now?
Yes. No, maybe. National Voter Registration Day.
tap tap tap.
Close. All right, Tuesday, Wednesday. Let's go on to Wednesday. Gotta get through this stuff. All right, National Punctuation Day.
That should be part of the one you just said prior to that.
Yeah, I made a. I read something. I think it was one of the comic cartoons that I'll see. But basically, he was talking about they always hate when people say the word question mark sometimes after a question. And it's like, well, I just want to start using like all the punctuations, comma. You know what I'm saying? Period.
Right.
Yes. Exclamation point. You know, just
the Riddler would be in trouble.
Have you ever watched Victor Borga?
No.
He's
a question.
Question mark. He was a piano player comedian, but he also had a shtick. I'm pretty sure it was him. He had a shtick where he would read a book, and for all the punctuation, he had a sound effect.
Right.
And so when you get like to an exclamation point, he would go, like he would just. It's kind of fun to listen because it's a nice little.
I'll stick to Benny Hill.
Okay, I like it. It's Bluebird of Happiness Day. It's National Fitness Day, but it's only in the UK. Because my national fitness is fitting this whole burger in my mouth.
Right.
For cheeseburger day. Lash Stylist Day. That is very descriptive.
They had to have a day. Or they were going to lash out.
National Cherries Jubilee. Day of Arts and Care Homes. It's World Dense Breast Day.
It's small boobs. Is that what that is?
I don't know. I think it's probably to do with cancer.
See, your breasts are as dense as mine. You're my density.
Bredensity. All right. International Age Diversity Day. International Week. I already said that. It's the Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving, apparently.
Cool.
Whatever that is. All right, last Thursday, the 25th, National One Hit Wonder Day. Can you name one of those hit wonders? Any one hit wonder you got?
No. I'm drawing a blank.
Just,
I mean,
yeah. You hear it. Oh, yeah.
Rick
yeah.
Rolled, I guess.
There you go. Yeah. Rick Astley.
Yeah.
National Comic Book
Never
Day.
Never going to give you up.
Never going to let you down.
Yeah. He had a one hit wonder?
Probably.
I think
he had other music, but yeah. Do you know any of them? So. There you go. National Comic Book Day. National Cooking Day. Cooking, not cookie. Lobster Day. World Dream.
Rock
National
lobster.
Psychotherapy Day. Rock Lobster. Yeah. Little crap. Quesadilla Day. Binge Day. National Schnauzer Day. National Yoga Fit Day. I wonder if they have any yoga class specials.
I bet they do.
A half price yoga.
Yeah.
Goat yoga. All right.
What else you got?
National Roadkill Day.
Get well soon.
All right.
You seen those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few weeks. We got Sea Otter Awareness Week, National Eye Health Week. National Older Workers Employment Week.
That's me.
National Indoor Plant. Ontario Garlic Week. There's a lot of weeks for this one. There's Oktoberfest. That's a week thing, probably. I'm going to South Carolina this weekend for Oktoberfest. All right, let's talk about some events coming up. And that'll be the last of the thing for today. All right, so we are back in action. I got things set up correctly, I think. We're going to start with some fairs, festivals, and recurring events. We got a lot of those corn mazes going on, straw mazes, whatever they're called. We got Tom's Maze, the Coven's Maze, Corny Maze. That's in Young's Dairy. The other one was at Germantown. Looks like Fall on the Farm in Sydney. Then some recurring things. We got the Legally Blonde, the musical at La Comedia Dinner Theater. All right. We got the Waco Fly-In in Troy. Jack Pine Glass Pumpkin Festival in Laurelville, Ohio. Cincinnati Tackle Trade Days. This is all on Thursday, by the way. We've already done Thursday. We are on Friday. Let's do Friday. Basically, all those things I just said are going on
Repeat.
Friday, too, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then Indian Lake State Festival, Oktoberfest at the Dunaways, Farm to Bottle Festival in Wilmington, Fort Laramie, German Heritage Days. That's a couple-day festival. Some of these are multi-days. Lions Club Fall Festival, Jamestown, Sacrifice in Franklin, St. Boniface Oktoberfest in Piqua. Here's some of those. Yeah, I don't know. Another maze I didn't mention was Lost Land Corn Maze in Sydney. And then in Fairborn, we got Hairborne 2025.
Yep.
Cruising at the Roadhouse.
It's going to be like an Aussie thing.
Is it?
Yeah, Crazy Train.
Crazy Train. Another corn maze in Niederman Family in Liberty Township. And then we got Trivia at Trivia Shark. Dayton Summerfest in Leavitt. Seussical Jr., which is a play or show at the Town Hall Theater in Centerville. And then Social Vintage Dancing in East Fifth Street. And then Adam's Family playing at the Dayton Playhouse on Saturday. We got a lot going on. A lot of those things continuing on. I like the background music. Yeah. I didn't ignore you, I promise.
That's fine.
Scarecrow Festival going on in Washington Courthouse.
Boo.
Ohio Renaissance Festival, of course, going on all weekend.
What's this weekend? Pirate Weekend?
I think it is.
You bringing Arby's there?
No, you bring your animal so you can... Meow.
Right, yeah, your cat pirate.
We got Preble County Pork Festival in Eaton.
That's delicious.
Yeah. Waynesville Fall Fest. Windmill Farm Market Spooktacular in Springboro. Homestead Market on the Creek in Clarksville. The 5th annual Wapakoneta Craft Beer and Wine Festival. A Fall Affair in Lebanon. Hispanic Heritage Festival. I think I mentioned that in Dayton. Illumination Festival in Greenville. The Mason Heritage Festival in Mason. Springfield has the Mustard Fest. Urbana has Ohio Fish and Shrimp Festival.
It's like they have that every weekend.
I have, apparently. Or I just effed up my thing and it's repeating.
Been that way.
It does say the third.
Yeah, that's so 3 weeks of fish.
One. Yeah, and shrimp. Sounds pretty fishy.
Just can't
get
rid of it.
Rock Piqua Food Truck and Music Festival. Dayton Beer Company has a summer band series going on. Then a lot of the farmers markets, Yellow Springs, Shiloh, Greene County, Oakwood, The Heights, New Carlisle, Troy. And then Young's Dairy's got a wool gathering. That's a couple day thing. I'm not really sure what's going on with that. It doesn't really say. Wilmington has the Shropshire Farms Corn Maze. Learning Tree Farm has Autumn Fest. Airport Fest at Warren County Airport. A lot of the corn mazes. Yellow Springs Porch Fest in Yellow Springs. Boro Fest in Springboro. Beer Fest and Hot Diggity Dog Fest at the Green. And then VFW's got some grilled pork chops for you. On Sunday.
You missed Saturday.
That was Saturday.
I bet there's like West Carrollton has a...
Do they?
Prince Purple thing going on, I believe, this weekend.
I might have missed it. Or maybe it's on a different list for some reason.
Okay.
West Carrollton, check it out if you're interested and live there. I do live nearby.
Yeah.
But I won't be here.
You'll be in North Carolina.
South Carolina. Close.
Close enough.
Close enough. Sunday, a lot of those things repeated. We got the Dayton Pickle Fest at the Bright Side.
It's a real deal.
Real deal. Dayton and then we had the Dayton Vegan Food and Drink Festival in Courthouse Square.
You get pickles there, too.
Middletown has the Open Air Summer Market.
Lots of gas.
Skinner Pipe Organ Concert at the Dayton Art Institute. I cannot read that without laughing now. Thanks to you. Vinyl, Barrel House. Dayton Poetry Slam. Pow. Sunday Funday Karaoke at the Barrel. The Dayton Poetry Slam was at Yellow Cap. And then Monday, a lot of the same things. Trivia Shark at Buffalo Wild Wings. Boot Camp Fitness at Riverscape. Trivia at the Green.
Sorry, I just want to drop a pair of boots off and say, get these in shape.
Trivia night at Warped Wing. Beginner square dances at the Solomon Pavilion. And then Monday Night Laughs at Oregon Express. Then on Tuesday, a lot of the same stuff that gets going on. Trivia night in Piqua. Karaoke night at the Yellow Cab. Progressive Euchre Turn at Star City Brewing. Trivia night at Wings Sports Bar. Trivia Shark Tuesday at Mr. Burroughs Tavern. And Trivia Tuesday at DBC. Karaoke night at the Barrel House. Wednesday, anything new? Miamisburg Farmers Market. Trotwood Farmers Market. Fairborn Farmers Market. Sip and Stitch at Full Circle Brew Garden, Boot Camp Fitness Class and Swerk Fitness Cap Class at Riverscape. You want to drop off your swerk to get that in shape?
Yeah, the swerk is with you.
Trivia Night at Ailmatic, and then Puzzle Feud at the DBC, along with Open Mic Night at the Leaf and Vine. And then Thursday, a lot of the same mazes going on. Pickwood Farmers Market, Lebanon Farmers Market, then Music Trivia at and Bingo at Riverscape, Karaoke Thursdays at DBC, Open Mic Night at Dunaway's, Open Mic Night at the Barrel House, Fun Trivia at Bach Family, and Music Bingo at the Trolley Stop. That's it for those. Let's talk about some music and miscellaneous events. We'll just smash through these real fast. We had a lot of news, so we're running long. Tell the affiliates, we're running long.
Right.
All right. We got Carl Springer Memorial Tractor Engine Show and Flea Market in Fletcher. Springfield Antique Show and Flea Market in at the Clark County Fairgrounds in Springfield. The Air Force Marathon, we mentioned that. Cornhole Scramble at Long Shots in Troy. Oh, man, I love it.
Yep.
Scary Tales of Nature in Covington, Ohio. We got the third Friday Fort Ancient Archaeology Tour in Fort Ancient. Pottery and Pints, Yellow Springs Brewery. King Coyote at the Brightside Music music event venue. Rumkey Mountain Boys at Yellow Cab. Sean Nose of Nor'easter at Bach Family Brewing. Queen's Reich at in Franklin. I think we did one of their songs.
The Queensryche?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Silent Little City.
We did that.
Yeah.
At our gig at Southern Ohio the other day.
Yep.
It's good. It's a good one.
He's a good singer.
You don't hear many people.
You know, he used
that.
To be an opera singer.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds, I mean, you can hear it in the voice.
Yeah, his voice. Very, very distinct.
Doug Hart Band at James on the Main. Melissa Etheridge at Riverbend. Garrick Olson plays Rock 2, Schuster Center. That's Rock Monoff, for those that are paying attention. The three or four of you. Oh, there's more out there, I'm sure. Nate Jackson at the Victorian Theater. Guy Tory at the Funny Bone. Trapper Keepers at the Phone Booth Lounge. Dark Blow and more at the Hidden Gym Music Club. Gina Cullen at the Brick Tap and Tavern.
What kind of hidden gym? Like a butt plug?
Oh, man. They're getting off the rails here. Carmen Klaus Acoustic at Courtyard Lounge and the Filthy Heathens at Good Time Charlie's. On Saturday, we have some of the same stuff. Autumn Wreath Workshop in Piqua. Jamestown Families Cancer Care 16th Annual Walk and Raffle. Lots of runs here. We got the Air Force Marathon, the Day in the Park in Lebanon, Centerville Striders in Kettering, even though it says Centerville.
You never have a diarrhea 4K run or a 5K run.
They need to.
They should.
Hootafall, 14K and 7K, because we don't do these other numbers. We do extra numbers.
Give me a 2K run.
It's a brewery run in Cincinnati. Miami County Invitational, XC Invitational. That's a lot of words.
Yeah.
West Milton. Sunshine 5K or 1 mile walk in Greenville. Fall Village Community Garage Sale in Pleasant Hill. Belmont Days on Watervliet at Belmont. EcoFest at the Frays Pavilion. 14th. Wow, there's so much going on. 14th Annual Wake the Dead Ride. That's a Harley-Davidson thing, so if you're interested. Roll and Sip at the Wright Dunbar Cigar Shop. I'm really sad I'm missing this. The 22nd Annual Rubber Duck Regatta at the Riverscape. It's where they drop all them ducks. Man, yeah. I really want to be there for that. Prince Tribute Band and Pyrotechnics.
You can't West be here Carrollton for the concert. Duck thing?
No.
Is that this weekend?
It is. This Saturday. That's a 4 to 5. Pocket Rockets at Bach Family Brewing. That's a fun name. I like it. There's a band called Pocket Full of Rocks, but I think that was a Christian band, but this is Pocket Rockets. Bruce Moon at the Historic Sydney Theater. Spill the Wine at Jane's on the Main. Garrick Olson plays Bach again. Rock again, not Bach.
Dun, dun, dun,
Rock Monoff. That's funny. Punchlines for a Purpose at Bricky's Comedy Club. Driver's Brother at the Barrel, Summer Highway at the Fun Booth Lounge, Wolf Tooth, and more at the Hidden Gym. Jeff Rierick and the Brick Tap and Tavern, Short of Stable at Good Time Charlie's, Kim L. Moore at Yellow Cab, Rock You Up at Courtyard Lounge. They should have called it that. Disco Night at Belmont Billiards. I can't see.
Maybe
it
if
right
they're
now.
Listening, they'll change everything.
Guy Toro at the Funny Bone. No, they won't do that. They won't do that. All right. Hopefully things drop off here because there's a lot of events. All right. Sunday, the Toy Train Show at Dark County Fairgrounds in Greenville. Walk ALS in Dayton. Mozzarella's and Mimosas at the Cheese Studio in Kettering. $30 for that ticket.
Take your lady.
X and Los Lobos in Huber Heights, Rose Music Center. Dayton Jazz Orchestra at the Gin Gym. I cannot talk. And here's my favorite. Girls Gone Bible live tour at the Victoria Theater.
You have a lot of thumping going on.
Monday, the only thing is the Fall on the Farm at Crossway Farms. That's like every day, though. Tuesday, free yoga at Tip City Library. You can do it at home if you want to. Curio Trivia Tuesday, Courthouse Square, Trivia Night at Piqua, and Summer Tram Tours at Cox Arboretum.
Yeah, it's somewhere over there.
Wednesday, Curio Zen's Day, Courthouse, 12 to 2. Live music from Danny Voris at Whispery's Speakeasy. Trivia Night at Elmatic, Dayton Story Slam at the Bright Side. Karaoke Night at the Brick Tap and Tavern. And Stein Hoist Competition, Miami Valley Sports Bar. And then lastly, Thursday, Milton Union Half Miler. Only got one L.
Yeah.
And it's not very long. West Milton.
Because it would be Christmas if it was no L.
Father-daughter dance in Piqua Center. We got the Curio Unplugged Thursday with Jesse Thrasher, Courthouse Square. Curio Social Throwback at the Courthouse Square also. Mozzarella Class at the Rosebuds Real Food. There's a lot of mozzarella stuff
going on.
That's
cheesy.
Warrant, Lita, Ford, and Firehouse at Hobart Arena in Troy. Avatar, The Last Airbender in Concert at the Schuster Center. And then Trey Crowder at the Funny Bone. It's funny, I can't pronounce these like weird or normal words, but like weird words. Like, right out the mouth.
All right,
that's it. We're coming up on an hour. We better cut it short before they kick us off the air.
Yeah, get out of here.
They'll pull out their canes and yank us off the stage. Well, I'm going to South Carolina this weekend. Nothing exciting. Got a German gig. Then I'm going to come back. Anything fun you're doing?
Decorating.
I love it. Well, we appreciate everybody tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed everything we went through today. We got a lot of news, a lot of fun things, a lot of comedy things we like to throw out there. Just a reminder, we are a value for value podcast. We don't force you to subscribe
or listen,
hide you behind any paywalls. But if you want to donate anything to us, whether it's time, talent, or treasure, feel free to reach out to us and throw it our way. You want to send us an email, greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com. Give us some comments. Tell us how we're doing. And with that, stay classy, San Francisco. I don't know why I said that. I heard someone else say that. Stay classy, Dayton. That's all I got.
Okay.
Bye.